The Touch Lighters Church Light Encounter Radio Series with Pastor Ernest Osiri and Pastor Mrs. Susan Osiri. Here at TTC, we aim to raise men and women in the body of Christ whose lives would reflect the life and the light of God. From wherever you may be listening, may you be blessed by this series.
Wow, good. Afternoon, and how was your service today? I guess it came out great. Thank you so much for tuning in today again on this radio series being brought to you by the Touch Letters Church Enugu. My name is Ernest Osiri, and I want to thank you for always tuning in to this station on a day like this. The Lord honor you, the Lord bless you. Today, I would want to still go further to part 4 of that important series that we've been looking at, which is divine direction. Divine direction. This topic is so wonderful that once we get it right, you can be sure that a whole other things will just fall in place for you. Divine direction. Divine direction is a situation where we are able to open up our ears and our hearts and our spirits to hear from the Master, to know exactly what He wants us to do. Unfortunately enough, this same divine direction is required in every area of our lives, in marriage, in business, in relationship, in academics, in anything you are doing. This divine direction is a prerequisite, is a requirement. Because once you get it wrong, I can tell you, you will just have a way of suffering for that. Isaiah chapter 48 and verse 18 to 19. Isaiah 48, 18 to 19. This scripture is interesting, and that's what we'll be reading today. Oh, that thou hadest hearkened to my commandment, then had thy peace been as a river. Let me take it from verse 17 and get us a background information. Thus says the Lord, the Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. I am the Lord thy God, which teacheth thee to profit, which leadeth thee by the way that thou shouldest go. Verse 18, oh, that thou had hearkened to my commandment, then had thy peace been as a river, and thy righteousness as the waves of the sea. From these two verses of the scripture, I'm going to be showing you five things that stand to be benefits to you if you walk in the instructions of God, if you walk in the paths of God, if you align yourself to the dictates of God, if you align yourself to the will of the Master, if you align yourself to what God is telling you and would want you to do. The first thing we are seeing here, He said, I am the Lord that teacheth thee to make profit, and then leadeth thee in the way that thou should go. So you can see that one good benefit you stand out to enjoy when you hearken to the voice of the Lord is profitability. It will profit you. You will lose, you will profit. You can imagine God telling you now to move to Gariki, and that instruction is coming from God. Go to Gariki. Nothing on earth will ever make you to lose in that instance. Genesis chapter 26, we saw God call Isaac. And the Bible says Isaac was to go to somewhere. God said to him, no, go to a place like this. And the Bible says when he went there, wow, he was completely blessed by God. The Bible says he sowed in that land that year and he had a bumper harvest. You know why? Because he followed the instructions of God. He followed the instructions of God. He followed the instructions of God. Genesis chapter 26. And there was a famine in the land beside the first famine that was in the days of Abraham. And Isaac went unto Abimelech, king of the Philistines, unto Gibeon. And the Lord appeared unto him and said, go not down into Egypt. Dwell in the land which I shall tell thee. Go not into Egypt, but dwell in the land which I shall tell you. Wow! I like this. I wish it is God telling me this. And he dwelled in the land that God told him, and the Bible says, and God prospered him bountifully. So divine instruction will always benefit us. It will always leave us profited. When God gives an instruction and it is obeyed, I can tell you, no Jupiter on earth will ever make you to lose. Number 2, verse 18. Oh, that thou had hearkened to thy commandment, then thy peace, wow, being as a river. Divine direction also has a virtue called peace. When you walk in the instructions of God, you enjoy the peace of mind. You enjoy the serenity of the peace of heart. Your spirit is quiet. Your whole body is at ease. You're happy. You are just very happy that you have obeyed the instructions of God. And it leaves you with peace. I keep telling people, each time you want to do a thing and there is this form of riot in your spirit man, think twice. Maybe God is not there. Because instructions of God will always lead you to peace. Will always leave peace in your heart. I come today to ask you this almighty question. What could you be in doing right now and you have lost your peace? Please pause a bit and check and think twice if God actually is in this thing. Number 3, verse 18 again. He said, oh, that thou had hearkened to my commandment, then had thy peace been as a river, and thy righteousness as the waves of the sea, and thy righteousness as the waves of the sea. You know what that means? When God gives you an instruction and you obey him, it means you have a right standing with God. And that is what is called righteousness. You are then right with God. This is because you walked in obedience to divine instructions, to the will of the Master. And the Bible says, and Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. In Romans chapter 4 and verse 13. Whenever you disobey God, you walk in disobedience, then you are not righteous. That's what that means again. God tells you what to do, you are not getting it done. You are walking in disobedience. Then, you are walking in unrighteousness. But adherence to the instructions of God will always bring you to a point of you living in righteousness. You have a right standing with God. God is happy with you because what he told you to do, exactly that you have been able to do. I've come to ask you this almighty question again. Are you sure you are where God wants you to be? Are you sure you're doing the things he wants you to do? Are you sure that you're living your lives according to the dictates of God? If you are not, then you're living in disobedience, you're walking in disobedience, and you are not in a right standing with God. And number 4, the Bible also said in verse 19, he said, thy seed also had been as the sand and the offspring of the boils, like the grave, therefore. Do you know what that means? God is trying to say, I would have enlarged you. If you had obeyed me, I would have enlarged you. You would have walked in abundance. You would have walked in the blessings of God. You wouldn't have walked in lack. Oh, I like what the Bible says in Luke chapter 22 verse 35. Jesus asking them a question, he said to them, he said, when I send you out, lack ye anything? Wow. They said, no, Master, we didn't lack anything. If what you're doing is God that told you that, you can be sure you won't lack anything. God will never bring you to a point of lack. God will never make you to lack if you're walking in obedience. And the Bible says in verse 19 where I read, it said, thy seed also had been as a sand. They would have multiplied. They would have multiplied. Do you know that so many people walk in poverty just because they walk in disobedience? So many people walk in lack just because they walk in disobedience. Because what God is telling them to do, they are not interested. And where God has put a profit for them, they are not interested. They walk out of their profit. They walk out of the blessings of God. They walk out of the obedience, out of the abundance of God. And they turn around to blame God that God is not blessing them. No, I want to speak to you somewhere listening to my voice. I wouldn't know what God has asked you to do, and it may look like an unpopular thing. It may look like something that you are not seeing any future in it. Wow, I am here to let you know, if that voice is coming from the Lord, go straight and get it done, because your abundance and your blessings are tied to it. And finally, in this, the Bible says in verse 19 again, thy seed also had been as the sand and the offspring of the boers, like the gravel. Therefore, his name should not have been cut off. Cow! I like this. This is talking about eternal inheritance. Eternal inheritance. You would have lasted. You would have lived forever. If you follow God's direction, you will be with him forever. This is what he's saying. If you follow God's instruction, you will be with God forever. I don't know whom the Lord has spoken to today, that these five things can be your benefit. You can profit therein from the instructions of God. You can walk in righteousness from the instructions of God. You can enjoy peace of heart from the instructions of God. You can enjoy abundance from the instructions of God. And you can be with the Master eternally because you had lived in righteousness. I welcome you to a new week. Be sensitive, be diligent, be agile. Listen to his voice, and he will never mislead you. Shall we pray? Father, thank you for your word that we have heard today. I ask you, Lord, that you take absolute control of our week. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' precious mighty name. Wow! One more time, I'd like to thank you for always tuning in. God bless you. Same time, same station, next week, yet another edition will be coming your way. Shalom.
You are causing light to shine from dark.
Thank you for listening. For more inquiries, call us on 091-570-71584 or 091-283-23500. Or you could follow us on our social media handles. On Facebook, we are called The Touchlighters Church. On Instagram, we are called The Touchlighters Church. Or you could visit our website, www.thetouchlighterschurch.org. Go and live a practical life of light. Hey!